hear from the voices that know Smashville best.
Really good pace out there.
This is our featured conversation.
The expectation of what my demands are, I thought, were met.
Presented by Gary Ashton, Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Don't sell without the intel on Smashville Tonight. Presented by Lee Company. Smashville lives here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Welcome back to Smashville Tonight, presented by Lee Company. My name is Max Herz. Preds and Minnesota Wild coming your way in 45 minutes on a Saturday night in Smashville. As always, when a Preds player gets a hat trick, so do you with the Hattie B's Hot Chicken Hat Trick. Only in Smashville, if a Preds player scores three goals, you can present the Hattie B's app tomorrow for a complimentary hat trick of hot chicken tenders at any spice level at any Nashville area Hattie B's Hot Chicken location. Joined now by Pat Kelleher, the Executive Director of USA Hockey. Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Happy to be here, Max.
Great to have your entire crew in Smashville this week for the USA Hockey Winter Meetings here for the first time. What is this event, and why did you guys decide to bring it here?
So this is we have two meetings a year, two regular meetings. Our winter meeting had traditionally been in Florida, and we have over 400 volunteers and professionals from around the country who really work in the grassroots of youth hockey. Although we do have the Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly as part of our organization. He serves on our international committee. So we have people here from all across the country who come together twice a year to talk about how we can make hockey better across our country, at the USA Hockey, obviously at the national team level, but primarily grassroots youth hockey communities and arenas like the Ford Center, places like that, where we have an impact on the grassroots part of the game.
So these meetings had been in Florida for a long time. They were here this year, and we just found out the next 2 years they will be back here again.
We are thrilled. Everybody's loving Smashville. I've been here multiple times, and it's great. We've been thrilled, these people that come from all over the country, to be here and to be this close to Predators. Sean Henry, obviously our great friend David Poyle. You know, we've got a lot of great connections here in Smashville, and the Preds have been fantastic, and our group is really thrilled to be here enjoying Broadway, and many will be enjoying the game here tonight too.
You guys plan big events and you assemble the national teams at the highest levels at USA Hockey, but as you said, what this week and really what the whole organization is about mostly is grassroots hockey, youth hockey. Explain why that is so important to USA Hockey and what it means here in Nashville and in Tennessee and in the South as a whole.
Absolutely. Players don't just show up in the National Hockey League, right? The majority of them started 4 or 5 years old in a local rink where some volunteer helped tie their skates, get them on the ice, and those people are USA Hockey volunteers. So wherever we're at, youth hockey programs are part of our organization. Largely every kid that plays hockey, youth hockey in America, is a member of USA Hockey, all the local associations. Here in Nashville, all the Preds programs are connected to USA Hockey, so when a kid gets on the ice for one of the Get Out and Learn programs that the Preds do, to learn to play, to 8 and under hockey, they're connected with USA Hockey for lifelong, and some end up in the National Hockey League, some end up in our women's program, some end up in sled hockey for us, but we have a place for everybody in our game.
It's so awesome seeing Nashville's role in all this. Pat Kelleher is our guest. He's the executive director of USA Hockey, who is holding their winter meetings here this week. One of our own here in Smashville got a big honor from USA Hockey. Very fitting that you guys were here for this. Jeff Kelty is the Predators' assistant GM and director of scouting. Been with the Preds actually since year one when he was on the Milwaukee Admirals as a player. His playing career ended earlier than he liked. He joined the scouting department. He's been an assistant GM for the Preds for a decade and a half. And he will be the GM for Team USA at the World Championships this May in Sweden and Denmark. What an honor for anybody, but especially for someone who is not an NHL GM to be assembling a team of NHLers. Why did you guys pick Jeff Kelty for that gig?
Jeff's got an incredible resume. He's done a great job here year in, year out for Nashville for a long, long time. He's a proud American, proud USA Hockey guy, played for us back in the day when he was younger in World Juniors and other events. And so we're thrilled to have him. We're very fortunate, the Preds and Sean Henry and Barry Trotz and everybody allowed Jeff to do this because it's, you know, things will still be going on with the Preds, and he'll be searching for players to bring to the men's world. So we're thrilled to have Jeff on board. We rely so much in the NHL in so many ways, and people don't always recognize that, hey, when we put teams together of NHL players, whether that'll be Four Nations or the Olympics or the men's worlds, we get input from the NHL GMs and the assistant GMs. And Jeff has certainly paid his dues along the way in the profession, and we're thrilled to have him. We know he'll do a great job.
Yeah, massive congrats to Jeff Kelty, Preds assistant GM, who will be the Team USA general manager for the World Championships this spring. in Europe. You mentioned the World Juniors. Back-to-back golds for Team USA. Preds prospect Teddy Stiga with the golden goal. I don't even know what the question is. Do you want to just brag?
I can just run from there, Max.
Brag.
That's perfect. Thrilled. It's amazing. I mean, to win back-to-back at World Juniors, we've never done it before. It was hugely impressive. Great coach and David Carl that led the way both years. John Van Biesbroek from our staff puts the teams together, obviously former NHL goalie, U.S. Hockey Hall of Famer, and incredible players. I mean, at the end of the day, just unbelievable players that just give it their all to win, and they've come up winning. Those players, whether it's Teddy Stiga or Ryan Leonard, who's the MVP of the tournament, they've played on winning teams for USA Hockey their whole career. So they were determined. They were really challenged and pushed, really from Canada game on New Year's Eve to the Czechs in the semis, and then the Finns were down 3-1. You usually go down 2 goals to Finland. It's not really a good idea, but came back, tied it up, and then, yes, Nashville's favorite, Teddy Stiga with the overtime winner, incredible end to it. And for anybody that did follow along, Freebird was playing loud and proud when that goal went in for the, I don't know, 30-something time of the tournament, and had a back-to-back gold. And for us, huge momentum for our programs, for our organization, and next year's 50th World Juniors is going to be hosted by USA Hockey in Minnesota with our friends from the Wild.
We were in Canada while that was going on with the Preds. Felt good to be an American up there during all that.
It's great. I tell people, I mean, World Juniors has grown and grown and grown as we've had more success in the U.S., but the World Juniors in Canada is like March Madness in the U.S., right? That's how big it is. I mean, it's on the front of everything up there. So to do it, to win, it's huge. To win it in Canada is a little extra special for us.
Pat Kelleher is our guest. He's the executive director of USA Hockey, who held their winter meetings here in Nashville this week. Next up, less than a month away from the Four Nations face-off, a new tournament that the NHL has kind of remodeled a little bit to get everybody ready for the Olympics next spring. This is going to be a lot of fun. What was it like putting together this NHL All-Star team for what's going to be a sprint of a tournament?
Challenging. Our guys put in so much effort to do that. And again, NHL GMs involved in the process, working with John Van Biesbroek on our side. But we have so many great players. I mean, across, you look up and down the lineups and the guys, you know, the first guys we named, Quinn Hughes and Austin Matthews, Eichel, you know, others there. I had the chance to talk to Quinn and Austin, and they were off the charts excited. And this was last June around the draft. Can't wait to get back in the red, white, and blue and play for their country and play for USA Hockey. They have so much pride in being an American in the National Hockey League, and obviously the level of talent we have now. It's going to be a fun tournament. It's going to be a challenge because Sweden, Canada, and Finland are all pretty good rosters as well.
Four Nations face-off is next month in Montreal and Boston, getting you all warmed up for the return of NHL players to the Olympics for the 2026 Winter Olympics. Pat Kelleher from USA Hockey is our guest. We'll close with this, Pat. We welcome David Poile into the Golden Hall. You guys were the trendsetters, putting him first into the USA Hockey Hall of Fame a few years ago, then this year into the Hockey Hall of Fame, now in the Preds inaugural class of the Golden Hall. Safe to say David Poile sets the pace for USA Hockey and Smashville being intertwined?
Legend. I mean, David is just a legend, and there's probably not... I mean, you throw the word around, you just say almost a perfect gentleman, right? And for someone who's in the business of the NHL for that long, right? I don't think David has anyone that would say a bad word about the guy. He gave so much back to USA Hockey. Obviously, he was our GM in the Olympics in 2014 and has been involved in our leadership, helped start our NHL GM advisory group back before those 2014 Olympics. He's just a legend of a guy, a legend in hockey, and such a great person for us to be involved with. And the pride he has in Smashville is so strong. So he's really proud that we're here with our whole group, all of our volunteer base that's here to witness what goes on in this great city, in this great hockey city.
We are honored that you guys called Smashville home this week, and we'll see you back the next two Januaries. How about it?
Fantastic. Thanks, Max.
That's Pat Kelleher, the executive director of USA Hockey, joining us here on Smashville tonight.